10 years of the 29th of Tishrei, Chof Tes Tishrei, is in Igeret HaKedesh, Simon Chof He, Igeret HaKedesh 25. V'hine af ki Hashem echad u'shmei echad, although God is one and His name is one, and the earlier we were saying that there is a golus of the Shekhinah, that there is a hind part of Kedusha that's in golus, and when Jews go in golus, then the Pnimius HaKedusha also goes into golus. How does this fit with the fact that God is one? How can we divide Him into different places? Dahainu dibu rei v'ruach piv hamechuna b'zeir HaKodesh b'shem Shmei. And not only is God Himself one, but His name is also one, and His name is His speech, as it says in the Zayah, that God's speech is sometimes called name, His name. So to the name is also one, who yochidu miyuchod, afal pikein, ha'od v'hamshochas ha'chayis ha'nimsheches meruach pivis barech. In spite of that, the ray that comes down, which is the life that is drawn from the breath of God's mouth, mischalekes l'dalad madregis sheneis shehein dalad elim esabiyah. It gets divided into four different levels corresponding to the four worlds, Atzilus, Briya, Yetzira, Asiya. V'hashinui. And the distinctions are caused hu machmas tzimtzumim u'meseich u'mesochim rabim. It's caused by the tzimtzumim, by the contractions, and by the curtains. And there are many of them. Which cause the light and the life to be contracted and concealed. So that the result is that it is not as clear, it does not illuminate as much in the world of Briya as it does in the world of Atzilus. In Yetzirah, there are further contractions and more curtains, etc. Aval ein shum shinichas v'sholim ba'atzmus ha'shchina shehi dvar Hashem v'ruach piv. So the change and the difference is only in how revealed, how evident, how tangible the godliness is in the various worlds. But the godliness itself, per se, for itself, doesn't change at all. And there's no difference, God forbid, in the Shechina from one world to another. And even in the expression of the life, the ray that is revealed in Atzilus penetrates through the curtains and clothes itself in Briya. And the same from world to world, down to the lowest world. And that's how the light of God that is in Atzilus, who gam came by Asiya, including also this mundane, lowly world. By being clothed in the Malchus of Briya, Yetzirah, and Asiya, the Malchus of Atzilus is present in all the worlds, including our coarse, mundane world, as is explained in the writings of the Arizal. So, not only is the essence of the Shekhinah unchanged from world to world, but even the presence, the revelation of the Shekhinah is also unchanged from world to world. It is only the perception of the world that is really different from one world to another. And therefore, even in this lowest of all worlds, there is a presence of the Shekhinah itself, nothing other, it's the Shekhinah itself, and the Shekhinah itself is in exile in the sense that it is not appreciated where it is. And that's really the meaning of golus. The meaning of exile is that a Jew can be in a certain place and not be appreciated by the people of that place, of that country. That's called Golus. So the Golus, Hashchina, means not that the Shechina is not there, but that it is there, but it is not appreciated, it is not perceived properly. And all of this is an explanation for how it can be that the Baal Shem Tov says that the Shechina will clothe itself in a non-Jew or in a wicked Jew who wants to distract a person from his davening. And that the distraction should be seen as coming not so much from the person as it is coming from the Shechina. It's coming from God as a test to the davener to strengthen his davening. In the Hayyim Yom for the 29th of Tishrei, the Rebbe writes that Mevorchim Birchas HaKeshes. It is our custom to make a bracha, the bracha, over the rainbow, the Loi Kiyesh Mefakfik Shimbazen. And it's not like those authorities who are doubtful about making the bracha. Einef from the Mezhebuzh Balibatim, one of the Balabatim in Mezhebuzh, where the Baal Shem Tov lived, had gehata machlekes mit nocha balabos, was having an argument with another balabos. Un zayin de kamol baim Baal Shem Tov in shul, and on one occasion when they were both in the Baal Shem Tov shul, had er geschrien as er wollte ein bar plukte kezeya kedog sein. The man who was carrying on this argument shouted that if he could, he would tear his friend apart like a fish. The Baal Shem Tov had gehasten the Talmidim, geben eine de andere de hand. The Baal Shem Tov told his Talmidim to hold hands, und sich stellen leben ihm mit zugemachte Augen. They should all stand around him with their eyes closed. The Baal Shem Tov hat arif gelegt seine heilige hand auf die Achseln von die zwei Talmidim, welche seinen gestanden leben ihm. The Baal Shem Tov then put his holy hands on the shoulders of the two students who were standing by his side, to his right and left. Plutzlung haben die Talmidim angeheben schreien von Greis Schreck. And the students suddenly began to shout with fear. So haben gesehen, wie der Balabos ist keseya kedog sein Bart plukte. They actually saw with their eyes how this guy carrying on the argument was tearing his friend apart like a fish. Das beweist klar. This shows us clearly, demonstrates clearly, as von jeder koyach is faranen apel dova, that from every faculty there is a result. There is the faculty of action and of speech and of thought. Generally, we think that only action has an effect. But from this, we see clearly that yeder koyach, every faculty, brings about an effect. Oder in alavush chumri, sometimes the effect is in a tangible and visible form, like an action. Oder aruchni, or it has an effect in a more spiritual, metaphysical form. Was mekenem onemen nor mit hechere un edelere gefühlen. The effect can be perceived only with higher and more refined sensitivities.